I like Harry Potter. He's broken. He's not as smart as everyone thinks he is. Luck favors him a lot. He's just God's child and everything just seems to work out for him. But in spite of everything that he goes through, he keeps going.
Welcome to The Biz Geek, the only show where we combine the lessons of business with the fun of our geek side to reveal the hidden motivations behind today's brightest entrepreneurs. Each week features a brand new guest. On Tuesday, we talk business, and on Thursday, we talk geek to uncover the secret origins of each and every guest. And as a special bonus, Sunday night, there's always a fun Easter egg solo episode to power your week. So grab some power pellets, go ahead, take plus five to relaxation, and join us as we boldly go. My guest this week is a writer at Thrive Global and Huffington Post. She blogs for the Richmond Moms blog and is the social media manager for Circle of Peace International. She is also the founder and editor-in-chief of Raising World Children, an exciting new digital magazine aimed at expanding your parenting horizons by helping families grow with a global perspective, enabling them to find the perfect balance of modern thinking, cultures, and their own heritage. Please welcome Aditi Singh to the show.
Welcome once again to The Biz Geek. If you did not listen to Tuesday's episode, we are talking to Aditi Singh, and she is working on launching a digital magazine called Raising World Children. Listen to Tuesday's episode to hear her talk a little bit more about her business and what's coming up the pipe. But right now, we're going to geek out a little bit. So tell me, is there a movie or a media or a book or something that you just... anytime it's on or anytime you see it, you will read it over and over, you will watch it over and over, anything like that?
I'm a big movie buff. I come from a family who loves movies. I come from a family who loves reading. So we are pretty much into movies and everything all the time. So even when I'm writing, I have a movie playing in the background. I need to have the noise in my ears constantly, whether I'm cooking, whether I'm doing anything.
I do that too, yeah.
Yes. I need to have it. Even when I used to study in college, I used to need the radio on because we didn't have a TV, of course, in our room. In my
right.
house. But I used to have the 98.9 FM. I remember the channel.
Nice.
But reading has always been my passion. And I mean, words are my passion, actually. So
sure.
I love The Fountainhead. I love As the Crow Flies. I love all of the Avenger movies. I love Batman, Spider-Man, Superman. I love Harry Potter. I'll geek out over every single thing. That's...
I was going to say, is there one that floats above everything else? Is there one that you're just like, oh, this one in particular, I just know everything about it and it's so awesome? Or do you just like give everyone equal geekiness?
They're all my children. I will not choose a single one because I love them all. But yes, if any book I would consider it, if I may say so, my Bible is The Fountainhead, because that is the book that I learned my work ethic from, where I learned life lessons from. I learned to be strong where I need to be. I love that book. And I cannot say I know everything about it, because every single time I read it, I still learn something new.
Well, there
so,
you go.
Yes.
Yeah, that's awesome. See, now that is a book that I have not read, so now I have to read it.
Oh, yes, you definitely have to. I recommend it to everything. I've been trying to get my husband to read it for 10 years.
Oh, wow.
I tell him and we have the book. I have the book right here on my table.
Oh, nice. So tell me then, as a person that hasn't read it, so give me one of the things that has been the most meaningful from that book that you've learned or you've gotten out of.
I think it would be a couple of things. The first one is the fact that the artist, the main protagonist is Howard Roark, who will not let anything stand in the way of what he wants to do in life, which is make buildings. And he will make them how he wants to make them. He will make them the way he's imagined them. He will not get influenced by what everyone else is doing, not get into the sheep mentality, and at whatever the cost to him. Personally or professionally, he will keep at his goal. So that is something that really affected me a lot.
Nice. That's a good thing to bring to it. So is there like a quote from the book or some sort of motto that you gained from this book that you would like to share with everyone?
I wrote it down, actually, that integrity is the ability to stand by an idea. That's the one of the most amazing ones that I have read. I was just going through it, and every time I read the words, I'm astounded that how can a person have such high ideals, even the characters. Another character I love as much, I'm actually in love with him, is Jack Reacher, Lee Child's character. I don't know if you've read
I've heard of it, but I haven't read that one yet.
He's another who's totally idealistic, but still down to earth. And I don't know, maybe I'm just a sucker for idealism.
No, that's good. That's good. I just want to ask one quick question. As far as Harry Potter, since my daughter has been getting into Harry Potter and we've been watching some of the movies, so which is your favorite character from Harry Potter?
I like Harry Potter. he's broken. He's not as smart as everyone thinks he is. Luck favors him a lot. He's just God's child and everything just seems to work out for him. But in spite of everything that he goes through, he keeps going. So that's incredible.
Keeps going. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I like that. Now, my favorite is Hermione. And my girls really like her. They like Emma Watson. So they're like, oh, Hermione. So, well, cool. I really enjoyed talking to you tonight. And I'm really looking forward to seeing this magazine. So you will definitely have to keep in touch. And you have to let me know what's going on. I would volunteer to write for you, except that I'm not a writer.
So, everyone is a writer. Everyone has a writer in them.
I could talk it and then have someone transcribe it, because I can talk with the best of them.
I can write it for you. Don't worry about it.
There you go. We'll work something out. So in the meantime, is there a place that everyone can find you, email or a website or a Facebook page or somewhere that anyone can get in contact with you if they're interested?
Aditi, aditi.ws@gmail.com. And aditi.ws is my website as well. Okay. And my Twitter ID is Adi Singh. That's A-D-I-S-I-N-G-H, Adi Singh.
Cool. Awesome. Well, I will put all those in the show notes. And thank you so much for taking the time to, number one, tell me about your business, and number two, geek out with me. And we'll talk to you soon.
It was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of The Biz Geek. You can join the conversation in our private Facebook group at thebizgeek.net/Facebook. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any of the exciting episodes we have in store at thebizgeek.net/subscribe, or just hit the subscribe button on your favorite podcast player. And finally, visit us at thebizgeek.net for more info on who we are and what we have planned for the show. So until next time, live long and profit.